Well, let's get an NFL update thanks to the Sporting Globe Super Bowl watch party. Of course, championship games, conference championship coming up this weekend. Sunday night football beaming into us on a Monday. We speak to none other than Ben Graham here on SEN Afternoons. Welcome back, Ben.
Oh, good afternoon, Brett. Yes, what a weekend it was for the divisional round. What two great games we've got to look forward to, and it hasn't been without drama. The Cleveland Browns almost upset the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, the Bills, probably everyone's second favourite team now that the Browns are out, do face the Chiefs. And the Buccaneers upset the Saints in what could be Drew Brees' last game. And Tom Brady heads to Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers hosts an NFC Championship game for the first time in his career. And this is the first time that Brady and Rodgers will meet in the playoffs. So plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, let's drill down on that one a little further. So that's going to be around about a 7:35 a.m. start Monday for us. Green Bay Packers up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the Buccaneers hopeful, been of a return of their key defensive player, Antonio Brown, who's been out of action since around October. Could you see him slotting straight back into this team?
I'd say so. Injuries have been a huge part of the NFL in this interrupted season. But yeah, crucial for the Buccaneers' chances. I mean, so much rests on Tom Brady's shoulders. We know he's got a quartet of receivers that probably were performed under par based on what they've been able to do in the second half of the season. But yeah, it's I think it's going to be tough for the Buccaneers. But I mean, for Tom Brady, he's now had 32 playoff wins, twice as many as any other player in the history of the NFL. It's Joe Montana on 16 and 19 years as a starter. 14 of those have got him this far to the conference championship game. So he's going to be super important to the Buccaneers' chances.
So just a prediction for this one and how you see it playing out.
Well, I didn't expect the Buccaneers to get this far. But what the Packers have done, and they've firmed into near equal Super Bowl favourites, they've just got such a balanced offence. Aaron Rodgers, 50 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions on the year. Aaron Jones, over 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. We know Devontae Adams is a huge threat. Robert Tonyan at tight end. Probably their defence was suspect middle of the year, but they're actually got the 9th ranked defense, so they've actually improved somewhat. They're going to take a lot to be able to contain Tom Brady, and Tom Brady will take what the defense gives them. So if they're in a coverage and Tom needs the short passes to continue to move the chains, that's what he'll do. But we've seen of late he's trying to get the ball downfield. He's one of the best at getting the ball downfield 20 yards or more to that wide receiver quartet. But when it's all said and done, I think it'll be close, but I think the Packers at home will advance to the Super Bowl.
All right, that's the first one to take a look at. And then we swing into the Kansas City Chiefs up against the Buffalo Bills. So around about just after 11 hour time on Monday. So the Chiefs star quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, could, it looks like, maybe miss that conference championship. What's the latest there with Patrick?
Well, we saw during the game, he actually struggled with a toe injury, like a turf toe. He limped between downs, but it didn't seem to affect him during the play. But early in the third quarter, he did leave the game with concussion. So he's now going through the 5-step concussion protocol. He's been cleared the first one. He's now aerobic exercise level. Tomorrow, he'll start football-specific exercises and then the club-based non-contact drills into full activity. I expect him to clear the concussion protocol. The toe's still there, though. Hopefully, he's able to get over that because we just want to see him play. He's one of the best, if not the best player to watch in the NFL. But they do face the Bills, who have come into the playoffs as one of the hot, informed teams. Josh Allen is doing amazing things. Both teams are very pass-heavy, not great running games at the moment. We look back when they met in Week 6. The Chiefs won 26-17. And the Chiefs ran the football 245 yards with Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 161 of those.
Yep.
He's been out since week 15. So he's back in practice this week. They're going to need him. They need to establish the running game early to allow Patrick Holmes to do his thing, but it's no different for the Bills. They've struggled in the running game. Devin Singletary, Josh Allen has led them in the running game for the last month. So it is the best offense versus from the Chiefs and the second best offense from the Bills. And defensively, they're quite even too. Chiefs are ranked 16th, Bills ranked 14th. But what the Bills defense did last week against the Ravens, keeping them to 3 points, being able to contain Lamar Jackson and stop their run, well, that's going to be where it's going to be won or lost. Josh Allen's got a huge day in front of him. But I just think, given what the Chiefs have been able to do over the last 2 years, and when it really matters, Patrick Mahomes, he just finds a way. There'll be a special moment. There'll be a big play. There'll be a broken play. Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce will catch an amazing touchdown. I think the Chiefs just.
Going to be a great game, and Jill, will follow that Mahomes story with great interest in the next few days to see if he gets up. We're talking to Ben Graham at NFL Update, thanks to the Sporting Globe Super Bowl watch party on afternoon. Just outside of those two big games, Ben, I mean, one of the league's star quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, has been urged to find a way out of Houston before it gets too late. Do you agree that he needs to get out of the Texans?
Well, it's when someone... the standing of Deshaun Watson makes up his mind. If that's what he's done, if it's got to the point of no return where he requests a trade, there'll be teams lining up to get his signature, but then it comes down to what they need to give up to get him. Well, I'd like to see him stay. He's done a lot for that organisation. He's the only bright spot this year, given that they've made the playoffs a couple of years. They obviously lost out at the trades at the start of the year, but he was a shining light. Look, deep down, I'd like him to stay, but if it's untenable, they'll find a home for him. And then they're effectively starting from scratch, the Texans. But if he does go somewhere, whoever he lands, wherever he lands, he's going to make that franchise better, because no doubt he's in the top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
We'll follow that one. And I just had to ask you before we go, Phil Rivers, I mean, described as the best trash talker ever. He's called time, 17-year NFL career, after the Colts lost to the Bills in the AFC playoffs. Now, one debate, Ben, that's already sort of begun is whether or not he can be put into that sort of Hall of Fame category despite never making a Super Bowl. What's your thoughts on all that?
Well, he's had a marvellous career, probably the best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl. Given his longevity, given his success, his winning record, look, he's an emotional guy, but he's a leader. Everyone in the locker room loves him. I was lucky enough to meet him once when I worked out at the Chargers, and immediately you just knew he's an upstanding guy. Hall of Fame, I'd say eventually, yes. But, I mean, you've seen what Rivers did at the Colts, taking to the playoffs in his first year. You're seeing what Brady has done by taking the Buccaneers to the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, that just adds to their legacy. He didn't stay at the one franchise his whole career, but his ability to be able to go to a new franchise, learn a new offense, and lead that team to the playoffs just is testament to him. And congratulations on him and Drew Brees and Tom Brady, if he retires at the end of the year when it's all said and done. But there's certainly fantastic era of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, outstanding. And no doubt the Hall of Fame is beckoning. Good on you, Ben. We look forward to those two big games Monday, our time, as we edge a little closer to the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Brett. Look forward to speaking to you about those games this time next week.
Ben Graham at NFL Update. Of course, thanks to the Sporting Globe Super Bowl watch party. You can book now at one of 17 locations, sportingglobe.com.au.